Restoration with Jason Aleph.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you are. This is Restoration, and I am Jason Allen. How are you doing out there? Today, we have a couple sisters, Sister Walker and Sister Wilson, from Finding Joy in Christ, the Oregon chapter. So without further ado, let's do the interview. All right, we are here with Sister Walker and Sister Wilson with Finding Joy in Christ, the Oregon branch. Hello, you two. How are you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on. You know, you must have been here, some guy out of the blue, like, hey, come on the show. It's a podcast. So thank you two for coming on. Let's start off, bam, right into it. Tell me a little bit about Finding Joy in Christ.
So Finding Joy in Christ is a Facebook page that's run by our mission. Anyone else who is interested in learning more to find joy in Christ. And it's the same joy that we've found, which is why we're serving missions. And so it's just a platform where we can highlight different testimonies and different people and what they're doing to help spread the gospel.
Excellent. Yeah, I with my kind of running around through the internet, not getting into trouble, I came across Finding Joy in Christ, and I thought to myself, what a cool idea, because there are just tons of people out there, especially younger, the younger generation, that really have questions and really just, you know, want to know more. And I love the idea that you guys are out there doing your thing. So how long has, two-part question, number one, A, how long has Finding Joy in Christ been an entity?
Okay, so Finding Joy in Christ, Oregon, has been an entity, I'm pretty sure, since about 2018. Okay. So that was around when it started. So it's been a few years, and it's definitely built up. Just the number of people who know about it and who follow it has built up a lot since it was first created. So, yeah.
Awesome. So is this just in Oregon, or is this like a national or international organization?
So I think the first idea was for it to just be Oregon. Mm-hmm. But we are welcome to anyone following it. So we have people in the Philippines who follow the page and just all over the world. So we're pretty open to anyone following us.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic. So what are some of the ways of, you know, with Finding Joy in Christ, some of the ways of evangelization that you do?
That's a good question. We message a
lot. Okay. Is it strictly on... Is it strictly online, or is it...
With Finding Joy in Christ, it is online.
Okay, excellent. Okay, let's get into what the show is and what it's about. It's called Restoration, and it's geared towards people who literally have no knowledge of the church and or the teachings, and really what restoration is and what it means. What does restoration of the gospel and of the church, what does it mean to you two?
I think for me, it just means, you know, truth restored. I kind of look at it as a puzzle. And for a long time, that puzzle was broken up. But the restoration was when the puzzle was finally put back together. And we're able to look at that puzzle and understand the whole picture because of the restoration and because of what Joseph Smith did. And what, you know, our Father and Savior.
Excellent. Hey, when...
isn't just an event.
Oh. Right. When you talk to people online, what is the biggest, I won't say obstacle, but the biggest point that, you know, they have questions about as it pertains to the church? I mean, especially those who don't have any... Well, they don't have any information about it. They don't have really any conceptions except for their own preconceptions going into it. What is like the most questions that you get?
For people who don't understand much about the church, or they don't know about the church, We usually just try to start with what they do know and what they do believe. And so we have a lot of conversations with people who are all across the board, and we just try to share truths, and we'll share videos and scriptures and just different things to help them build their faith in God. So that's what we try to do with that.
Right, awesome. Hey, one of the big parts of this show is testimonies. Last episode, there was a testimony from a sister that I believe it's a Newberg too, I'm not sure. And I did my own personal testimony last week, and I really like to hear our guests' testimonies because I believe of course, everyone has a story, and it's so unique that each person's own journey to the church or journey to stronger faith. So, if you guys wouldn't mind, we'll start with Sister Walker, and if you could just give just a brief testimony about how the church has changed your life and just how you came closer to Christ.
So I was blessed to be raised in the church. My parents were both faithful members. But just because they were faithful members doesn't mean that I automatically was. I had to come to know who Jesus Christ was for myself. And I was able to do that by reading the Book of Mormon. And I know that the Book of Mormon is truly a gift from God, and that by reading it, we can learn more about Jesus Christ and be able to feel of his love. Living the gospel of Jesus Christ has brought me a lot of peace in life. And it's calmed a lot of my fears, and it's helped me be confident in who I am as a daughter of God and in my Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that Jesus Christ lives and that he can help us with any struggles that we have, and that Heavenly Father, if we pray to him, that he will answer the questions that we have in his time. And we just have to be faithful in that.
No, amen. Sister Wilson, you are up to bat.
Yes, thank you. I know that the church is true, and that the gospel is Jesus Christ's restored gospel. And I've come to know that because I've questioned every single part of it. I've been blessed or given a very questioning nature. And so there are a lot of things that people have struggles with the gospel and with the church and with its history. And I have asked every single one of those questions. And I've done a lot of research. And so I would say that my testimony has been built a lot on questions. And I would just encourage all of you to ask those questions and to go to the primary sources and to your Father in heaven for those answers. Because as I've done that, I've come to understand that although those questions are really complex, the answers are very simple, and the answer is always Jesus. That's what I've come to find. And it's that our Father in heaven loves us. And so if you know nothing else, and if you still have questions, just remember that our Father in heaven loves us, and that so does our Savior. And we will know the answers to everything after this life. And that's my testimony. And I know that we can tell by the fruits of Joseph Smith and of the prophets, their natures. We can tell that they are good men and women because of what has come from their works. And I just know that Jesus Christ lives and that his atonement is real and that it can help us change and become more like him and our Father in heaven, and that through it we can live with them again. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Again, what are your favorite part of the Gospels?
You mean like the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, or just the gospel in general?
Let's go with the big four: Matthew,
The
Mark,
big
Luke,
four.
and John. And well, also Paul.
And Bob. I would say that my favorite part of the gospels is John. He focuses a lot on the divinity and character of Jesus Christ, and it's reading the account of Jesus Christ suffering for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane. It has just really struck my heart, and that account in the Bible has really helped me come to know who my Savior is and understand what he's gone through so that he can help me. And John has just helped me build my testimony of Jesus Christ and who he is.
Amen. And now you.
I would say it's really hard to choose a favorite part, but what stuck out to me recently is just the focus on ministering to the one that Christ shows us over and over again. And he's always just looking for the one in the crowd or wherever it is that he is that day, he always looked for the one that he could minister to. And he was never rushed in ministering. He always took time to mourn with them or be happy with them or heal them or whatever they needed. And I think that's just such a good example to us of what we should be striving to do.
Excellent. Yeah, dovetailing back to the last question I gave, I've only been with the church about a year, and I have come from a Catholic background. I was, before I met the wife, I was actually in seminary to become a priest. And so I have a lot of questions by nature. And what I love about the church is the openness to finding the answers, right? Searching. Because, where I came from, it was always blind faith, right? Don't ask the questions, just go about your business. And I found it so refreshing that the church really encourages, go out and find those answers, ask the questions. And so that's just one thing I really, love about the church. And what you do, there are a lot of questions. A lot of different ways of people that have, come to the church and or have come to the point where they seek, you out and have these questions. And so that brings me to the next question I have for you. And that is, I imagine there are a lot of the younger generation or teens that, they're reaching out and they have questions and they come from such a secular world where everything is fast-paced, you have tons of distractions around you. What are some of the ways that you go about reaching them?
That's a good question. I think there's a lot of answers to that. One thing that comes to mind is a video series that we started a few months ago called The Truth. And it talks about those hard questions about, like LGBTQ plus members of the church and their experiences and, just different things, the word of wisdom and prayer and repentance and all these things that especially teens have questions about. And we just have tried to address those and have our page be a place of open discussion and communication, because we want to talk about those things, because we know that if we don't talk about them, they're just going to leave because they don't have the answers that they need. And so that's something that we've really strived to do, is just reach them through our content of having, like phone wallpapers that are like Christian based, or just different things that they can share with their friends where they can be missionaries and share the gospel in really easy and simple ways using technology.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Okay, I got just a quick question off the top of my mind. I know you have a lot of like independent study, and Bible study. Just let people in behind the curtains for one second and tell us, what are you guys studying at the moment?
Right now we have kind of like an invitation for our whole mission to study meekness and study more about the character of Jesus Christ. In the Bible, Jesus Christ says that he is meek and lowly of heart, and that's what he uses to describe himself. And so we are trying our best to become more like him, and kind of like the root of all virtues is meekness. And so that's what we've been trying to study as individuals and as companionships, to learn more about that.
Awesome. Hey, tell me about that. Do you guys do any podcasts or anything?
We don't run any podcasts, but we like to listen to podcasts.
Excellent. Yeah. When I first thought about starting a podcast, first of all, I was really kind of nervous because, I've only been with the church a year. I mean, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, what do I know? I'm going to come in here and just like stare at the camera and go, the whole time. But, I love doing this podcast because I love talking to people such as yourselves and really hearing all the different unique stories of people. It's fantastic because it brings it brings humanity to it. But it's just not, tell me about yourselves is great. I mean, it brings that personal that may help, even if just one person. that would be, you know, mission fulfilled, you know, with me. So, I mean, that's really cool. And glad that you guys are really into, you know, listening to the podcast, because there is a huge breadth of different variety of podcasts out there. And I'm just, you know, as, you know, the old curmudgeon me, I've, you know, me and technology, we have a, you know, love-hate relationship. And so I've really, over the past, you know, couple of years, I've really gotten into the podcast. And I'm just amazed by them. And so when I decided to dip my toe into this, it's an ongoing learning process, right? So, hey, what advice would you give to those who, you know, are interested in the church and or have questions? Like, pretend I am, you know, typing in and I'm asking this. What are some of the questions and what are some of the advice that you give?
I think I would say to go to the right sources for answers. And a lot of people, you know, we all turn to Google for everything all the time because it's just natural, because we feel like Google has all the answers. Yeah, including ourselves.
Yeah.
But with, you know, things that are faith-based and gospel related, what I would recommend is going to the scriptures and praying and talking to believers, because Satan's working hard, and he's working hard to, you know, to tell you that it's not true. And so one of the ways that he does that is through, you know, through the internet. And so I would just recommend to go to the right sources, and you can still talk to a lot of different people, and it's good to do that, of various viewpoints, but just be really, take everything with a grain of salt, especially things that you find on the internet, because Satan is working really hard right now.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Everyone, you know, has like preconceived notions, not only of the church, but of just, you know, organized religion and Christianity. And you're so right about, you know, Satan working in the background to just muddy the water, so to speak, or just making it, you know, like it isn't like, okay, I'm dating myself here, but, you know, hip and cool, you know, about the, you know, the church and just, you know, like I said, Christ in general. And first of all, I love what you guys are doing, because I truly believe that you are doing the Lord's work. And just the whole, like I said, muddied waters of people when they talk to you, how to get the word out and really reach people is just, you know, fantastic. And, you know, with that, I think we're about done here. Thank you so much, Sister Walker and Sister Wilson, for coming on and dealing with me, like going, you know, like I said earlier, I've had no sleep. And so one last question to you. Did I sound at least semi-coherent?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Sister Walker and Sister Wilson of Finding Joy in Christ, the Oregon chapter. Oh, yeah. Before we leave here, why don't you guys give some of the information about how to find you and how to reach you?
Yeah, so our Facebook page, like you said, is called Finding Joy in Christ-Oregon. We also have an Instagram page.
It's called followersofchrist.oregon.
Yes, and we have a Spanish page as well called Venir a Cristo in Oregon. So those are our pages if you want to follow us, and we'd love to hear from you. So feel free to message us.
Awesome. Thank you so much, you two, and get back to what you were doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. What a great interview. Now it's time for the verse of the day. This is 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Wherefore redemption cometh in and through the Holy Messiah, for he is full of grace and truth. Behold, he offereth himself as a sacrifice for sin, to answer the ends of the law, and unto those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and unto none else can the ends of the law be answered. You know, that really reminds me that as long as you have a contrite spirit, redemption, forgiveness is never, ever out of reach. God loves you. Jesus loves you. And he knows we're human. He knows that we're going to falter and that we're going to fall and that we eventually get back up. And hopefully we get back up with a contrite spirit and ask for forgiveness. And when that is done, God forgives. It's as simple as that. All right. Thank you for listening in today. And I will try to have no more of this here on out. Thank you, Sister Walker and Sister Wilson from Finding Joy in Christ, the Oregon chapter. Okay, and next time, I will see you and talk to you later. And remember, God loves you.